God wants you well. The Almighty God wants you well. He does not want you to be sick. He wants you well. Say, God wants me well. And he shall be well with me. If you want to know that God really wants you well, look at Jesus as a typical example. Anywhere he went, he was listening, healing the sick. To let you know that God wants you well. And he did it such a way that Jesus became the sacrifice, the price for your healing ahead. Since the price has been paid, I believe you should be able to take the product that has been paid for. I don't want you to, my prayer for everyone is that the word of God will not become a theory. It will become a practical experience in your life. We see today that people are standing here on earth as if they will not die. To change what God said. But I believe you will not change what God said. If anyone stands to change what God said, he's the one to suffer. God can never suffer. Hear this. God doesn't need people help. He existed before anyone exists. People will say because they are in power, they have this, they have that, they change God's purpose. They will pay dearly for it. When God says he wants you well, don't change it. Agree with God. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? Agree with the Almighty God. God wants you well. He does not want you to be sick. Matthew chapter 8 from verse 1. To let you know that God wants you well. He does not want you to be sick. So tell that sickness today that what Jesus took away from him, from you, will not be reestablished again. Tell that mountain of whatever is disturbing you now that tonight, because of the sacrifice of Jesus for you, what Jesus took away from you must never again be reestablished in your life. Can I hear a louder amen?
Amen.
When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. My brother, don't trust any man, any human being. Human beings are dangerous. Trust God. Because being is the help of man. Human being will gather and say, God, who are you? Because they have nothing dead. But when God knock at the door, say it is time. They have no option now to go. Whoever that will change what God has spoken concerning your life, they will not live to see it.
Yeah.
Hear this tonight. Whatever God has spoken concerning your life, whoever standing to change it, tonight, they will not live to see it changed.
Yeah.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
God has written well being concerning your head. Whoever would like to change it will not live to see it.
Yeah.
You see, the man have concluded whether he's going to die as a leper. But Jesus came saying, I didn't create you for this. Hear this. Whatever incurable disease, curable disease within you that you are ashamed of even sharing with anybody, tonight they are going away from you.
Yeah.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Have your seat. Let me read it for you. We will soon close. I will soon read it. In the next 20 minutes, I'm done for tonight. But the way, where are spiritual, where flight. God speak, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. So if you understand that you are a product of God, you can speak too. It will be done. Whatever God has spoken concerning your life will be done.
Amen.
Whatever God has commanded, give me Psalm 33. I don't know. Let me just go. Psalm 33 verse 9. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. As regards to your head, what God has spoken will be done.
Amen.
What God has commanded will stood fast.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
This man began to beg Jesus whether it is God's will for him to be well. Are you in Matthew 8 from verse 1? He came down from the mountain and began all of this and all of that. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Is it your will for me to be clean? You know, some people believe that maybe because of one thing they do, God is now punishing them with sickness and disease. There's nothing like that. Huh? God never punished any human being. He has punished Jesus for your sake. But if we refuse to agree with what God said, Satan will take advantage and punish you. God does not punish any human being. He punishes only Jesus. Hear this. I repeat again. God does not punish anybody. Do you hear what I say? God can correct you. He may rebuke you, but he does not punish you. Am I communicating? But when you don't know, when you now go outside of God's will, Satan will now stand to punish you, thinking you may be thinking that it's God. It's not God. God does not punish you. Can you bear the punishment of God? Nobody has the capacity. The man was asking. The man was begging. Please, is it your will? Because maybe the man has had a lot of messages that, look, it is because of your forefathers, and that's why you are leper. It could be. Some of you say maybe because of this, because of that, not because of anything. Any sickness that touches somebody, knowing that is the work of the devil. Reject it and rebuke it immediately. Don't permit it. Huh? Do you hear what I say? Because some of us, sometimes something don't touch you. As he said, rightly said, it's okay. When you see a sign like this, this is the meaning. When you see a sign like this, this is the meaning. I didn't see that in the Bible. You will not die a sick person. I say none of you will die of sickness and disease.
Yeah.
I say none of you will die of sickness and disease.
Yeah.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Now, immediately Jesus responded to let you know that God wants you well. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Is that God's will for you to be well?
Yes.
So it means it's not God's will for you to be sick. It's Satan's will for you to be sick. And the will of Satan will not stand over your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus said unto him, see thou fear no man, but go thy way. Shew thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. Simple. Everyone see coming to Jesus must believe that Jesus is willing to make him whole. Say, it's God's will for me to be well. Say it again, it's God's will for me to be well. It's not God's will for me to be sick. Therefore, the will of the devil will not be established in my life anymore. When you are looking for the will of the devil, go and check sickness. Is his will. Because he came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The sickness glorify God? If somebody is terribly sick, can he give kind to God? Will he be able to do anything reasonable? So it's not God's will. God wants you well. That's the first knowledge that must come to you. That the Almighty God wants you well. If you have this knowledge, you come to God, you believe that you will receive something from God. But if you think that maybe it's not God's will for me to be well, maybe this I'm going to carry my... Some people say sickness is their cross. I've never seen that in the Bible. I didn't see it. Actually, the cross that Jesus referred to, there is no sickness and disease on the cross. Because sickness and disease were terminated on the cross. There was nothing there. If we share the cross of Christ today, is there anything you see there? You only see emptiness. He said, carry your own emptiness so that you can receive his fullness. That's what he meant about cross. So Some will be dying today, then they believe it's their cross. Excuse me. Suffering is not a cross. Actually, suffering hangs on the cross. Say, God wants me well. Say it again, God wants me well, and it shall be well with me. No sickness, no disease will survive in my body from today in the name of Jesus. God wants you well. God wants you well. But why is he this thing is doing like this? Hear what God said. He said, resist the devil. God will not resist the devil for you. It is your duty. James chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. James 4, hallelujah. But he giveth more grace, wherefore he said, God resisted the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Verse 7. Submit yourself, therefore, unto God. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Whose duty to resist the devil? It is your duty. Is sickness and disease devil? Yes. It's unclean spirit. It is called an unclean spirit. Resist. How do you resist? You resist steadfast in faith. If you command it to leave for the first time, refuse to leave, continue. He will live. Whose duty to resist the devil? You know, some of us, we just sit down. Satan battle your life, say, I know, God will do it for me. God will never do that one. Your duty, God will not play your role. And God will not allow you to play his own role. Whose duty to resist the devil plays? It is your duty. May I ask you a question? Is sickness and disease devils? Is it an oppression of the devil? We read in the Bible. Whose duty to resist him? It is. It says sly headed. Who tell you one is sly and one is not sly? Resist the devil and he will flee from you. That's the word of God. When you submit yourself to the word of God, you agree with what God says. The next thing is that it says resist the devil. You know, today it has come to a level. I'm just trusting God that our generation will not turn back again to a dark age. Yes. Now it's as if healing and health is as if it's not part of redemption. Healing and health is part of redemption package. The same price he paid to forgive your sin. The same price he paid to heal your body. The same price he paid to redeem your spirit. Is the same price he paid to heal your body. Today now it's as if salvation only deal with, okay, let me be saved so that I will not go to hell. I will go to heaven. Good and fine. The same price he paid to save your spirit is the same price he paid to save your body. They go together. The same price. Let me read it for you. It's as if today now, it's as if, I don't know. When you talk of healing and health, it's as if you are talking something strange. As if it's a normal thing to be a drug addict. We call people drug addicts today. Because they say drug addict. Excuse me. They say this person is a drug addict. Because he's taking drugs. It means anybody taking drugs, what is his name? I'm only asking you a question. Brother, please. When they say drug addict, what's the meaning? Somebody that is addicted to drugs. Abi? Okay now. Somebody that cannot speak in public until he takes drugs. Abi? As some persons today, they cannot do without taking drugs. What is their name? Should be called. In the name of the Lord Jesus, may God deliver you from drug addicts. You see some people in their bags that, you see. Some will say they cannot sleep without taking drugs. Their name is Isile what? Drug Hardy. Please, I'm just dealing with the matter. Excuse me, it is not God's will for you to live with drugs. It's not God's will. Don't let anybody deceive you. If they have not found solution for healing ahead, let them confess. Am I communicating? I know some of you are offended because, see, let me tell you this. The truth, we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. I never see where Jesus administered drugs for anyone in the Bible. Do you read it? Maybe it's in your Bible. That once someone was killed, say, okay, come. Take paracetamol extra and all of it. He didn't. And he said the word that he did, we will do. You know, we need to go back to him. Sorry, no, that's the truth. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. The same price, listen to this. The same price that Jesus paid for the forgiveness of your sins is the same price that he paid for the healing of your body. The same day. The same time. Psalm 103. Let's read it. Receive grace to comprehend. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Psalm 103, let's read from verse 1. Say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. The first benefit is that who forgiveth all your iniquities, who healeth all your diseases. Excuse me, what is the meaning of all? Huh? The same price that Jesus paid for the forgiveness of all our sins is the same price he paid for the healing of all our diseases. Come, all sickness mean them one by one. Come, all sickness mean them one by one. Come, all sickness mean them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done. All your sicknesses, Jesus swallowed them up on the cross and died. So what the Lord has done with all your sickness and disease is that he died with them. So what Jesus died with cannot resurface again. You need to understand this knowledge. Oh my God, you are not with me again. How many of your sicknesses did he heal? So how did Jesus heal them? By swallowing them up and die with them. And he said, it is finished. It is finished. Actually, your diseases are finished. Oh, you are not with me. Say it again. All my diseases were finished. All my sicknesses were finished. The day that Jesus died, all my sicknesses and my diseases died. You must know this. How many did he heal? What's the meaning of all? Without exception. How many sins did he forgive? And if you read that passage very well in the New Translation, it says, who forgives? It means, is. I didn't understand grammar, please. Help me out. What's the meaning of who forgives? And who heals? Please, give us another translation, verse 3. No matter the name of sickness, just count it. See Jesus swallow them up and finish them. Huh? When I start singing that song somewhere, they look at me, what is he going to say? I think you will help me. All our meetings now. Let me always buy Coke and water. Let me be doing the illustration every day. Because some people, they have to see that illustration 1,000 times before they agree. Huh? He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. Can you say thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving all my sins, for healing all my diseases? Just agree with this. Sickness is spiritual, that you see the effect physically.
Yes, now.
Someone say he's feeling headache. I say, can you see it? You see, he can't see, but he's feeling it. What is the color? He didn't know. What is the size? He didn't know. So let you know that sickness is spiritual, but you see it physically. So, and it says spirit, higher spirit to drive lower spirit. The word. The word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Thank you. Listen and watch me. If I decide to drink this water, drink completely. I finish drinking it completely. Without a dot with me. And when I drink finish, I empty it. And I decide to bring lacasser. How many of you know lacasser? Is the color the same as water? And I decide to fill this container with lacasser. What happened to the body? Remain the same. Well, what happened to the content inside? Change. This is exactly what redemption is all about. In the new content of the personality of the law from heaven that God came to establish in us, healing is there. Health is there. Righteousness is there. Peace is there. Divine provision is there. Divine guidance is there. Victory is there. In that. That is why when Jesus was going, when the disciples were arrested, after they are released, he sent the angel, open the prison and let them come out. And he gave them instruction by the angel, say, go, stand in the temple and speak to these people all the word of this life. Not all the word of that life. Sickness and disease is the word of that life. But healing and health is the word of this life. They are not with me. How are you understand? This life. What is that life? The life of God. Is there any sickness and disease in the life of God? No. Acts chapter 5 verse 20. Look at what it says. Our brother was in his office, in the former office in those days. God speak. You remember that was here? Is it 2:15 or 2:15? Or around something. The worth of this life. This life contains God's healing and God's health. But that life contains in him sickness and disease. So Christianity is not a change of. It didn't come to repair us. It came to exchange us. It didn't come to change. He exchanged. He removed us, swallowed us, or destroyed us in order to establish himself in us. Look at what he said in this passage. He said, go. Stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. All the words of this life. All the words of this life. The new life he gave you. In it contains healing and say eternal life is at work in me. Say it again, eternal life is at work in me. Eternal life is at work in me. Say it as if you mean business. Eternal life is at work in me. Sickness and disease is no longer at work in me. Healing and health is at work in me. For the rest of my day, I will live in health. In the name of the Lord Jesus. God wants me well. Therefore, I will live in health. You must be bold to say it. Sorry, let me ask. Our sister will be able to answer all this. How many of you have seen those beautiful ladies and fine and handsome young men that sell aloe vera product or other product? Have you ever seen them? Those freelance marketers. They sell some aloe vera, some soap. Don't know the moment they show you. Mother. See, this thing is very good. The moment you pay attention, what do? They keep talking to you until the money you don't want to spend. They will be telling how important it is. Likewise, Satan also come to advertise sickness and disease for you. The moment you accept it, you know, some people they say I have. They say you have. Someone come in and say, sir, I have this. And so since you have it, I cannot take it away. Because if I want to take what you have, I will be an armed robber. Is that not true? Somebody said, I have a chronic headache. I said, you have it? Sorry. Because anything you have, if I want to take it again, I will become what? And God is not a criminal. Our language must change. Eh? Say, I have healing ahead. I don't have sickness and disease. Say it again, I have healing ahead. I don't have sickness and disease. I have healing ahead in abundance. I don't have sickness and disease. Say it again, I have healing ahead in abundance. I don't have sickness and disease. My sick days are over forever. Hey, I wish you can use your mouth. Do you know, let me tell you, you know, they say, the most important thing you can do for yourself in life is to speak what God has spoken concerning you. If you get this rightly, you will be surprised. How many of our sicknesses did he heal? How many of our diseases? What is the meaning of all? It means what Jesus took away must not resurface. If he resurfaced, say no way. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Say it again, my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, not the temple of sickness and disease. Say it again, my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, not the temple of sickness and disease. Say it again, my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, not the temple of sickness and disease. No sickness, no diseases that touches my body will survive. Immediately, as they touch my body, they will die instantly. From today, in the name of Jesus. See, we need to get this. You know, each time I go to hospital, I say, this is not a good place to come. You see different kind of things. I say, Lord, let something happen. But I realized that all the people that Jesus healed, they were willing. They were willing to receive. Now, let me show you another thing. What he did. So when you understand what Jesus has done to your sickness and disease, you will know you are free. Don't mind how terrible it looks like. Today you will drop them here. I said those things will be dropped here. I said those pain in your life will be dropped. Yeah. Those growth in your life will be melted away. Yeah. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Yeah. It is right time for us to be bold enough and tell them, no, you can't stay here. You can't. Learn to speak to your mountain about God. Stop speaking to God about your mountain. Because the Lord, look at this signal, how great it is. It will say, son or daughter, look at what Jesus has done. That's the key. Matthew 8, verse 16 and 17, very, very powerful. Everyone that the people he touched, they were healed. The people he speak to, they were healed. So when the evil was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirit with his word. And he, all that were sick. How many? All. It is God's will to heal all. Eh? Healing is good, but health is better. Because good health is priceless. Good health is priceless. God wants you well. Verse 17, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bear our sicknesses. Sorry man, what took? Is it present tense or past tense? Okay, bear, is it present or past? himself took our infirmities and bear our sicknesses. It means all. That's why I say, can't all sickness name them one by one. Can't all sickness name them one by one. Can't all sickness name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done. What did God do with your sickness and this?
He destroyed them.
Oh! He didn't left anyone. Now, you will address that mountain now. Because of what Jesus has done for you, you must leave my body. Nobody likes sickness and disease. Oh. Nobody like it. Nobody like it. Nobody. If you like it, you will go to hospital. You want it removed. That's why you go everywhere. Am I communicating? You are going to address them today. Say you are not supposed to be here. You are in the wrong place. My body is not your home. You must leave in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Something never happened to you. That's why you are talking small, small.
Eh?
It never happened. Sorry. You have dogs in your house. Do you notice that if you want to go out sometimes, they follow you? I should be happy. Abi? Is that okay? Maybe you call the name, I don't know the name. Say, go back. You do like this.
Abi?
You just kill. But as
I say, go back! What happened? It's here. Sometimes you need to address the devil like that before it's here.
He said, bingo, go back.
He do like this. I even use the tape to touch you. But by the time you open, when the bingo know that, you don't want him to follow you. So I want you to address the name of that sickness in your body. I said, leave me forever. He will go. Hey, they are not with me. Hey!
Bingo!
Ah.
You are still talking. I said, go away.
He's not hearing that.
Sometimes you address that mountain with your dialect.
Go
in the name of the Lord Jesus. He will leave you.
He said, let me go.
Is that what you need?
They are looking for comfort zone, but your body is not the comfort zone.
Then disagree. Now I'm teaching you something great. Very powerful. If you can apply it, it will work for you. Eh?
Do you understand?
How do you say? He said, who told you that you were sick? Who told you that you have such things?
I believe it's not God.
God cannot tell you. How many of our infirmities did he take? How many of our sicknesses did he carry? Did he bear? What are they doing in your body? You ask that you say you are an illegal occupant. You must leave me. I made business. Make it a project tonight that no iota of pain will remain in my... Here, I'm busy.
Hello, my daughter. I don't know what happened one day. I just say, it's okay, come here. When I do like this, when I shout, she shook, cried, and peed. That was the end.
No, Satan doesn't know that some certain gentleness you give him.
No. He's not a gentleman. He doesn't need gentility. I mean this message.
Whatever makes your body unease tonight, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, they are leaving you.
Yeah.
They must leave you.
Yeah.
They must leave you.
Yeah.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Whenever Jesus is speaking, did he speak gently? When he had to deal with the devil?
Whose temple is your body? So if sickness comes, is he now an illegal occupant? Whose duty to drive him away? Say resist. What's the meaning of resist? I want you to resist means it didn't say pet or pamper. Resist. It means you stand, you must not. Resist means you resist with all. But we are not resisting, we are just talking. Hello, you know you went? No. Resist me, resist. It is resist. It says, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Or maybe some of you never knew that sickness and disease is the devil. They are demons. They are not any other thing. Oh my God. Do you understand my point? Someone was sick, admitted in the hospital. You know, many people, they are very wonderful. They are doing a very good job by the grace of God. Do you know what they do? They injected that person until the leg paralyzed. They want to treat one devil, another devil enter. And that leg, as I'm talking to you now, I never walk well. Paralyzed. Injection. You know why? Human being can make mistakes. But the Almighty God, who fashioned your body, can never make mistakes. May I tell you the truth? If there is any missing part in your body, he has his spare part. He can restore it now. But you must be ready. You must be willing. He said, resist! And it will flee from you. Resist! Speak to that. You must leave me there. Now, me and you here tonight. You are not supposed to be here. I'm not resisting you because I need to resist you. I'm resisting you because Jesus took you away. You must not stay in my body anymore. When you get to this point, you go. How many of us are ready to resist? I need business. First Peter chapter 5. You are going to resist. That pain must leave you. Oh, they are not with me. First Peter 5 verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because you adversary the devil as a roaring lion. Not a roaring lion, as. As what? Not one. Walking about. That's why I tell you the way they advertise. You know, when they are walking about selling their product, when they see you, they say, they look at your face, you will like it. You see, has a look. Let me put in your body so that they will. And you say, smell it. You smell it. Say, it has a good odor. I bet you see you will buy it, daddy. No sickness have a good odor. Don't entertain them. Walking about seeking whom he may devour. He's seeking for one. Because he knew that the body of human beings is no longer the temple. Then look at what God said. Who resist steadfast in the faith? Who resist? You have to do the resistance. Resist means when you see water is coming toward your house, what do? You resist it. You put a boundary. The boundary we use to resist the devil is the word of God. Resist it with the word of God. Knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. He resists. Steadfast in the faith. What is the faith? Faith of what Jesus has done for you. You will use this because of the sacrifice of Jesus for me. He paid the price for my healing ahead. Therefore, sickness, you cannot remain here. I reject you with perfect rejection. Tonight you must go. In the name of Jesus. You are. Look. Please. Don't let us do like others. Do you know like others? Every power disturbing me. Every power. No name me. Do you know that one? See. Whosoever shall say. Come. Shall say unto this month. This month. Every sickness have name to this mountain. It didn't say whosoever that shall say to every mountain. You know, that's really one of the things that make say every headache you are joking.
Every sickness that is disturbing me, what are you doing? You are not doing anything. There is a particular name. That is named. Name it, send it out. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed. It is a whosoever shall say to general mountains. Even in Zalingo alone, we have many mountains. They are not bearing, they say, the one is Zeki, do say. Is that okay? One is Zeki, one is Ferry. You can't generalize them. Tuberculosis is different from HIV. HIV is different from headache. Headache is different from blindness. Address it by name and resist it. It will leave. Are you ready now? Come to your feet. How many of you agree that your body is not the temple of sickness and disease? How many of you believe that attack that is disturbing you is from the devil, not from God? How many of you believe that God wants that trouble to be removed from you? I don't know whether it's happened, but I don't know. I've never seen any biological father who used cutlass to beat his children and cut them because he missed it. Is there anybody? I'm not. If you does not use cutlass to machete your children because they missed it, is it God that will now use sickness and disease to punish you? Haba. Is miracle still happening? Is miracle of healing and deliverance still happening? Are they in Christ Jesus? Is he ready to release them to you? Yes. I want you to agree with him. How many of you agree? Wave your hands to the Lord. Good. You are going to address that particular situation by name and command it to leave in the name of the Lord Jesus. Go ahead and address. You know what disturbs you. Because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, Jesus paid the price for you to be well. Address that situation tonight. Whether it's kidney problem, whether it's liver problem, abdomen problem, ear problem, address them and command such to leave you in the name of the Lord Jesus. My God. That pain, command that pain to leave. Command that soul to leave your body in the name of the Lord Jesus. What Jesus took away of your life must not be established in the name of the Lord Jesus. He cast out the devil, the spirit, with his word. Anything that makes your body or eat, address it and send it to hell where it come from. Our brothers will say, he has gone back to hell where it come from. Address that trouble now by name. Command it to live in the name of the Lord Jesus. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, not the temple of sickness and disease. Your body is not the temple of pain. Address that pain tonight. Enough is enough. You must go in the name of Jesus Christ. You must go. You must go in the name of Jesus. Come on, give thanks to God for taking away all your pain, for taking away all your diseases. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say thank you, Lord Jesus. By yourself, you took my infirmity and bear my sicknesses. And with your stripes, I am healed. I am healed. All my sicknesses, all my diseases,
were taken away by Jesus Christ. Therefore, what Jesus took away from me will never be reestablished in my body anymore, in my system anymore. I call my ears well. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I call my bones well. I call my blood well. I call my muscles well. I call my kidneys well. I call my liver well. I call my intestine well. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I call my blood well. I call my eyes well. I call my ears well. I call every faculty of my being well. In the name of the Lord Jesus, say my body, you must experience the redemption that Jesus paid for. The redemption of healing ahead. My body, you must respond and experience all the redemption blessings of healing ahead. In the name of the Lord Jesus. No more sickness for me. No more disease for me. My sick days are over forever. In the name of the Lord Jesus. As my day, so shall my strength be. I will go to my Father in peace. I shall be buried in a good old age. Wake up in the morning, weakness comes. A weakness! Jesus took you away. In the name of Jesus, go. He will leave you. Don't manage it. Don't pamper it. Don't cover yourself. No way. How many of you are blessed already? And you have received something. Is it God's will for you to be here? Is it God's will for you to be where? In the name of Jesus, it shall be well with you. That sickness is gone to hell. And as they live your life, they live your life forever. They will never return anymore. In Jesus' name.
Trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thequeen.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord.